Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again. Yesterday night was the leaders' debate between Sir Keir Starmer, leader of His Majesty's Most Loyal Opposition, and Rishi Sunak, who's of course Prime Minister and First Lord of the Treasury. I think it was staged at Manchester. So I watched that. Now, Starmer has a richly deserved reputation for being the bore of Britain, but he's a capable debater. He didn't get to be a KC for nothing, and any director of the Public Prosecutions Service or Department of Public Prosecutions, not that he actually had to prosecute himself, but he had to superintend the whole system. A lot of these barristers, the overall policies about which cases go ahead, which cases don't. So it was surely a blunder for Starmer to agree to this, because he's riding high in the polls, 20% ahead in the polls. So long as you do nothing really stupid, you're going to win. Now, why on earth would you jeopardize that? So he imperiled all that by this debate. But people say, oh, you're cowardly if you don't. You can say, well, you know, I'm not obliged to do so. I want to meet real people, campaign, and persuade ordinary people to vote for us, get Labour's message out that way, and not waste my time with some artificial studio debate with Rishi Sunak. And that would be the smarter move. But he was foolhardy and he went for this, but he didn't come out of it too badly. I remember these 2010, there was a leaders' debate. There were about seven party leaders. The SNP, even though they don't stand in most of the United Kingdom, the Green Party, we think had a single MP. Because I think, was it Labour would only agree to do it if they had loads of leaders on it or something like that. And so it went on. This is not like American-style presidential debates. And even those are not constitutionally obligatory. We go on. Anyway, so they'd obviously prepared for this. They rehearsed for this. I remember meeting David Cameron years ago. He's quite a new MP. So before Prime Minister's question time, he would help prepare Ian Duckett-Smith, IDS. IDS, then it's in deep shit by some Tories, because with him as leader, they're never going anywhere. And he would prepare for Prime Minister question time, and Cameron would play Blair. So IDS can ask a question, then Cameron, in the role of Blair, would respond as he reckons Blair would respond. And that would help IDS to think how he was going to handle these riposts. And so we go on. So it was sometimes tetchy. There were some ad hominem remarks and stuff like that. So Starmer had a rather easy task in being able to lacerate the Conservatives for their dismal record in government, point out that all these pledges have failed. Remember, it was January 2023, Sunak's reset and said he was going to stop the votes and bring inflation down so much. And he failed on those and going to bring down the NHS waiting list. And he's failed on those. Now, all right, the number of illegal crossings has gone down a bit this year, but it's still 10,000. Controlled immigration, it was up to 750,000 net, which is staggering, the highest ever by quite some way. Now, admittedly, some of this is because of the Ukraine war or the Hong Kong refugees, or some of it students. The United Kingdom counts international students, which it shouldn't do. Most countries don't. That will bring it down a couple hundred thousand. And partly because people couldn't move for about 2 years. There's a lot of the backlog of that suddenly coming after coronavirus lockdowns lifted. But he had no convincing explanation on the National Health Service, Rishi Sunak. And yes, it's true, but because very little happened about 2 years because of coronavirus. So some of that's a build up, and what he's going to do about the junior doctor strike, the junior doctors wanting an additional 35% pay rise, which is completely unaffordable. Sunak being able to say that he's cut national insurance now, and he's going to cut tax. But remember, they did actually initially raise national insurance, which the Conservative and Unionist Party vowed that it would not do. So there have been so many disappointments that Brexit has not been as beneficial as people were led to anticipate. So that's why he was able to attack them. And that's a very easy target for him to hit. Starmer said he would never use private health care, even if he's ill, even if he couldn't get on the NHS. What a ridiculous principle that is. But for some leftist bigots, you say, yes, you should rather die than do that. Sunak did quite well in this. YouGov suggests that 51% of people thought he had the better of it, and the rest said that Keir Starmer had the better of it. Now, that is a staggering result for Rishi, considering some polls show Conservative support is only about 20%, and his personal support is even lower than that. It's in the negatives. It's in more people disapprove than approve. So it proves how this was a big mistake for Starmer to agree to. What an error of judgment. Now, the Conservatives are still going to lose the election, but a couple more of these debates, even if the Tories do really well, the Conservatives would end up a rather healthier opposition than they otherwise would be. So anyway, an error of judgment. I don't know who was speaking to him, convincing him to do this. Right. And then when it came to taxation, Sunak was able to say, well, you're simply not going to be able to spend all the money you say you can without raising taxes. You're going to raise tax on people. You're going to raise tax on pensions, and you're going to tax whatever the state pension and so on. And that's immoral. Now, the reason that the Conservatives are particularly talking about that one is Tories rely very heavily on the silver vote. They've always been somewhat dependent on older voters, but they're more dependent than ever on the more mature segment of the electorate. So it's really actuating them to vote. Last time, the age which became more likely to vote Conservative than Labour was 47. This election will be 57 or higher, depending on just how badly Conservatives do. Now, youngsters, they don't care about pensions much if you're in your teens or 20s, because that's just so far away. It just doesn't seem real. So people over 67, pensionable age, are coming up to it. They will pay attention to that, and they have a much higher turnout. But the one thing is, there are far fewer people aged 80 than there are aged 18. Partly not so many people were born 80 years ago, because the population was smaller overall, and a lot of people have died by that age. They were interrupting each other a little bit. They were perfectly turned out. Sunak had no explanation for things, was sort of embarrassed and humiliated, caught out sometimes. I mean, I don't think Sunak did as well as most people did, but it was certainly wasn't catastrophic for him. He was right to take the risk, because you have to gamble. This could go well for you, in which case, I mean, he's not going to turn it around, but make it a bit better, because everything else has failed to shift the dial, in that very naff phrase. But if it's catastrophic, he's really no worse off than he was before, which is why all the incentives were there for him to go ahead with it. And Starmer didn't have any convincing explanations on defence. He's going to raise defence spending to 2.5% when the economy allows. When will the economy allow? Maybe never. What if the United Kingdom goes into recession? I mean, Russia's not going to wait till it's all right for the British economy to raise defence spending for them to invade. They'll do it whenever they find it convenient. In fact, if you don't raise defence spending, it's more enticing for them to do so. Sir Keir Starmer saying, oh, smash the people smuggling gangs to stop illegal immigration. Right, well, the police are trying to do that anyway, and obviously can never be entirely successful. But once the Rwanda plan is scrapped by a Labour government, that will increase illegal crossings substantially. It's had some sort of deterrent effect already. The thousands of people who fled from the United Kingdom to the Republic of Ireland shall return, because they know that there's zero chance they'll ever be deported to Rwanda. And it's pretty unlikely that many of them were going to be deported anyway, but whether that's a lot more than zero. So his policy, just for left-wing posturing, just because he wants to have more of a banquet for leftist lawyers, is going to make the illegal immigration situation appreciably worse. And that's something he's not going to fess up on. And as for all their spending plans, ooh, they're going to crack down on tax evasion or something. And that'll only get a few billion. It won't get anything like as much as they need in order to improve the National Health Service and so on. So what they'll do is they'll break that electoral pledge. They'll get enough to say, oh, well, we've seen all the stats now. Now I've got control of the Treasury. So therefore, we realize we're wrong and we have to change things, or we're never going to improve it. And so they will just phase down some of the carping on that one. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone.